with SRN News. I'm John Scott. In a court hearing this morning, public defender Zane Harmon tells Barrow County Superior Court Judge Curry Mingledorf II that Colt Gray, a 14-year-old suspect in the school shooting in Georgia, will stay in detention for now.
I would invite you, Mr. Harmon, to inform the court as to whether there's a request for bond at this time.
At this time, Your Honor, there is not a request for bond. We will file the appropriate motions if that becomes necessary.
Authorities have not offered any motive or explained how the 14-year-old obtained a gun or got it into the school. Shortly afterward, his father, Cullen Gray, was brought into court. The 54-year-old has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and second-degree murder. Related to the shooting, the father will remain in custody also. The most severe punishment for the shooter would be life without parole. Also at SRNNews.com, in New York, former President Trump looked on as his lawyers pressed federal appeals judges to overturn a verdict finding him liable for sexual abuse and slander. Attorney D. John Sauer told a three-judge panel the civil trial in a lawsuit brought by writer E. Jean Carroll was muddied by improper evidence. Carroll says Mr. Trump attacked her in a department store dressing room in 1996. He denies it. A jury awarded Carroll $5 million. Mr. Trump says this case should never have been brought forward.
This is a disgraceful case, and disgraceful in particular because it's about a former president of the United States who is now leading in the polls to be the president again.
The appeals judges have not yet ruled. On Wall Street, all three major indexes sharply lower, all three down more than 1%. This is SRN News. Abortion bans save lives. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Officials in Indiana report that there are 98% fewer abortions taking place in the state now than before lawmakers passed a wide-ranging ban on the procedure. During the second quarter of this year, there were only 27 abortions in Indiana, the lowest number since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. This scenario is playing out in many states where bans or significant restrictions have been implemented since the Supreme Court overturned Roe in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has vetoed a bill to expand birth control access, while a judge struck down decades-old restrictions on who can perform abortions in that state. The Republican governor's veto deflects a measure which would have forced insurance companies to cover up to a year's supply of birth control at a time. This is SRN News. A popular tourist island south of mainland China has been hit by a powerful typhoon.
Typhoon Yagi has more than doubled in strength since devastating the northern Philippines as a tropical storm earlier this week. Forecasters fear it is the strongest typhoon to hit China in a decade and have described it as extremely dangerous and powerful, with the potential to cause catastrophic damage in Hainan and neighbouring Guangdong. Parts of the region have been experiencing heavy rainfall and strong gales since Thursday, and China's weather authority expects rainfall to reach up to 500 millimetres.
BBC correspondent Laura Bicker. Prosecutors say a 29-year-old man armed with a machete has been overwhelmed and arrested after threatening to kill officers at a police station in western Germany. Investigators believe he had an Islamic extremist motive. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.